In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Last week, European regulators determined for the first time that Google's search engine was a monopoly and fined the company $2.7 billion for favoring its shopping ads over rivals. Regulators said the decision set a precedent for future cases, paving the way for a series of similar actions against other Google products. Here to break down what this will all mean for Google moving forward is the Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickas, joining us from San Francisco. So, Jack, this hit from the EU impacts Google's general protocol in a big way, the very system and protocol it's been using to get to where it is. Can you first talk about the strategy it's had and the threat that that strategy is now under?
Sure. So Google, of course, operates a search engine that I'm sure just about everyone listening to this uses. It is by far the most popular way to access the internet and has become the world's go-to source of information. Now, Google, over the years, has built new services into that search engine, such as a flight search tool, you know, its maps, Google News, tools to search for jobs, images, etc. And these are what's essentially called search verticals. Google puts these search verticals up top of its search results oftentimes, and that has in effect, reduced traffic to many sites that compete with these services, such as, you know, for example, in the flight search industry, Expedia or Kayak. Now, that has, in turn, had those companies cry foul about this practice, and now regulators are getting involved, and we have now seen European Union regulators step in with a massive fine, $2.71 billion. For favoring Google's shopping service over rival sites.
And, you know, Google said Tuesday that it would review the decision and consider an appeal. Has there been anything else specific from Google by way of pushback?
Well, Google's response really has been that regulators are not considering the full scope of the market in the online shopping industry. And specifically, regulators are not considering Amazon.com or eBay, which we know are, you know, both massive companies, especially Amazon, in e-commerce. But the regulators have said that they aren't necessarily, quote-unquote, comparison shopping sites, which is really what this regulation focused on and is more similar to what maybe what Google's product is, or at least was when the investigation began. Google also says that its shopping service is good for users and that users and advertisers like it. And that's what should matter, you know, in terms of an antitrust investigation, what's good for consumers, not necessarily what's good for some smaller competitors who Google is suggesting, you know, didn't offer services that consumers really wanted.
Right. Prioritizing market competition over that user experience. What kind of further criticism is it getting on that end?
You know, Google is trying to emphasize that its services are good for users. And that defense worked with U.S. regulators, the Federal Trade Commission, investigated Google for very similar charges around, you know, 2012 or so. And the FTC eventually closed that investigation without charges. And it was in part because it was persuaded by this argument that users were winning, although it may have been hurting some smaller competitors. But the EU is taking a different approach and is looking more closely at what Google's moves have done to smaller competitors.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickas about what EU's fine on Google means for the company moving forward. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thank you for joining us. So Google has been down a similar road before. Last year, it prevailed, actually, in a UK lawsuit. It was accused of favoring its maps and search results. Why could this case be so much harder to settle?
I think what's crucial here is that EU regulators have now, for the first time, said that Google's search engine is a monopoly. And that, you know, analysts say really paves the way for future cases. And regulators even said in their press release that this case sets a precedent. And they are undergoing, you know, some similar investigations into Google's local search tools, travel tools, its news search function. And so We could see this case leading to a series of other actions, and that may end up being a big deal for Google. It may affect, you know, this is obviously a big fine and a lot of money, but it's not, you know, Google, we must remember, has billions of dollars in cash on hand. It would be able to withstand the financial impact of the fine. But the bigger deal here is requiring it to change its business practices, at least in one big market in the EU. And what precedent that sets for how Google does business going forward.
It's a good place to leave it. Jack Nickus, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Wall Street Journal reporter Jack Nickus. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Follow the Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.